Hare Krishna. Question: how can God, who is unlimited, appear as a limited stone image? Answer: because of his unlimited power. If we say that God is unlimited, and then we say that God cannot do something, then we are basically saying he is not unlimited, he is not omnipotent, he is not all powerful. So if God is truly all powerful, if God can do anything because he is all powerful, then he has the omnipotence, the all powerfulness, that although he is unlimited, he can manifest as the limited. So to say that God cannot manifest as a limited, as a limited stone form, is to limit God. So people argue that if we depict God in an image, limited image, then we are limiting the unlimited. But if we say that God cannot manifest in a limited form, in a form which is accessible to us, then isn't that also a limitation on God? So we are saying that God cannot do something, that God cannot manifest as an image. So we are limiting God's omnipotence by doing such a thing. So we have no right to limit God. God is all-powerful and he can do whatever he wants. And because of his merciful nature, he chooses to manifest himself in a way that is accessible to us. So God remains unlimited always. But for out of mercy on us, to give us access to him, he manifests in a limited form. So that is out of his love for us. Just as the president of the country is a very big and powerful person, guarded by a whole fleet of people, and it's very difficult to even access such a person, touch him or knock the person down, leave alone. All that is not possible. But say the president has a grandson, and the grandson is, the president comes home and is playing with the grandson, and then the grandson just pushes the president, and the president falls down. And then the grandson climbs on top of him, and then there's a loving reciprocation with him. So how is this possible? That is because the president voluntarily, in order to have a loving relationship with his grandson, chooses to go down. The president is not knocked down by force. And the president cannot be demanded to do like that. But out of love, the president can do that. So similarly, God loves all of us. And he is inaccessible to any of us. But because he loves us and he wants us to love him, he wants us to have a loving relationship with him. So although he is unlimited, he manifests in a way in which we can perceive. If God manifests in an unlimited form, because our vision is limited, we would not be able to perceive him. We would not be able to comprehend him. So to give us access to him, he manifests in a limited form. Although he manifests in a limited form, still he remains God. And that is the true glory of his unlimitedness. He's unlimited because he manifests in a limited form and still remains unlimited. He's not unlimited just by saying that he cannot manifest as unlimited. So we should not just stick to logic in trying to understand how God manifests as a deity. Rather, we should understand the logic of love. So if we, by dry, heartless logic, we will never be able to understand how God manifests as the deity. But when we understand that through the logic of love, just as through dry logic we cannot understand how a small 3-year-old child can knock down the president of the country. But through the logic of love, we can understand how the president of the country will bow down to a 3-year-old boy also. So like that, through the logic of love, we'll be able to understand how God manifests. Although he's unlimited, he manifests in a limited seeming form as a deity, and still retains unlimited power. Just as the president, even when he is knocked down and is being ridden by his grandson, is still the president of the country. So although God manifests in limited form, still he remains the same unlimited God. Thank you. Hare Krishna.